Have you ever felt like you shouldn't start a creative project because everyone else is doing it or, quote unquote, the space is too crowded? Today, we will discuss the myth of crowded spaces and what it has to do with candles. Welcome to Unleash Your Inner Creative Minisodes. My name is Lauren LaGrasso. I'm an award-winning podcast host and creative coach. And every day this week, I am coming to you on the pod to give you bite-sized Unleash episodes. Each show will contain actionable advice about creativity, working toward your dreams, and self-development. They are full of tools you can implement in your life immediately. So let's get to it. As I said, today we're going to talk about the myth of crowded spaces and why candles literally helped me see the light on this topic. Before I got into podcasting 5 years ago, because by the way, happy birthday to Unleash. It is 5 years old. It is now in kindergarten. So exciting. Thank you for listening. But before I got into podcasting and hosting my own podcasts, there were some people in my life who would say what a crowded space it was. And that I shouldn't even bother because it's such a crowded space and nobody can make it there anymore, which, by the way, podcasting has had a huge boom, like multiple booms since then. But that's just so untrue. First of all, the longer you wait to get into something that's growing in popularity, the more crowded it's going to be. So don't let anybody scare you off with this because there's more people getting in every single day. Nobody can do it like you do. As long as you have a fresh take and an interesting take, even if it's a topic that other people have hit many times, that's still going to be something that can grow. Good ideas always rise to the top or iterate until they can get to a place where they're heard. And if you stick with it, eventually people are going to listen. And most importantly, candles. This is something I brought up on the podcast like literally the first year that I had it. I used to, at the beginning of every show, do something called a creative check-in, which was basically just an Unleash minisode that was at the top of an interview. And this was one of the first ones I ever did, and it's about candles. So this came up when I first had started the podcast, and I was thinking about this person who said to me, I shouldn't even be bothering because nobody can make it in this industry anymore. And at that time, I had a lot of different candles in my house. I had like 6 or 7 different kinds of candles. They were all from pretty big, successful companies. All of them had sprung up in the last few years. And so I started thinking about candles because, you know, I had been getting that advice before I started the podcast that the space was too crowded. I shouldn't even bother. Why do it? And I took it seriously for a minute. It shook my confidence. And then when I was looking at all the candles, I was like, wow. Candles have definitely been around for a while, longer than light bulbs, and yet new companies are springing up every day. So I'm just going to look up the history of candles just because I'm curious. So I looked up the history of them. They were invented in 3000 BC, okay? So that's 3000 years before Jesus was with us. That's a long time ago. There are hundreds now, if not thousands, of candle companies which pop up every day, some of which become multi-million dollar companies. So if a candle, something that has been around since 3000 BC, can make it big thousands of years after its advent, then why can't you with whatever your idea is? You can. You can break through. So the next time somebody says to you, oh, well, are you sure you want to do it? You're entering such a crowded space. First of all, remember that the longer you wait, the more crowded it's going to get. Nobody can do it the way you do. If you stick with it and keep iterating and keep crafting it and keep making it more and more specific, like you get more and more passionate about it, eventually you're going to break through because good content rises to the top. And remember, if candles can do it, you too. So next time somebody says, don't get into it because it's such a crowded space, just say candles, bitch. No explanation. Anyway, all that's to say, go for your dreams. Don't let people discourage you. When people say things like that, it's usually some sort of baggage. This person who said it to me, you want to hear something interesting? 5 years later, they just started a podcast for the very first time, their own podcast. So it was obviously some sort of baggage they were carrying over feeling like they couldn't start something. And they did start something. But 5 years later, after multiple huge booms in the podcasting industry, and I still believe that they can make it. So do your thing. Don't listen to the haters. They're probably just projecting. And there's more than enough space for everybody who's passionate and has an original idea and is willing to iterate and do the work. I love you and I believe in you. Thank you for being here for this Unleash minisode. It was so much fun and I can't wait to talk with you tomorrow. This Unleash minisode was hosted and executive produced by Lauren LaGrasso, edited by Rachel Fulton, with music by Liz Full. For more information on Unleash and me, follow us at Lauren LaGrasso and at Unleash Your Inner Creative on social media. If you like what you heard today, especially if you like these minisodes, please leave us a rating and review so we know you like them and we can start to put them into rotation. Also, these rating and reviews, I know every podcaster talks about it, but it really, really helps the show. And it's just like the greatest feeling in the world when I look and I see a new one. So if you liked it, please consider leaving one. Also, consider sharing the show with a friend. I believe in you. Talk with you tomorrow.